see a guy have a couple drops, you got to pick him up, make sure he stays in. Is that sort of the thought there?
Sure. I think any quarterback wants to keep everybody in tune. As a leader, you want to make sure that they know that you believe in them. And, you know, I still do believe him. He made some big plays down the stretch, and that's the biggest thing. He can do it. He just has to have the confidence to do it.
The very last play, was that like a miscommunication, or did you have time to throw it, or what happened the very last play?
Well, we had, some protection issues there. We had a guy running free at me, and literally I was just trying to throw the ball out of bounds, and obviously didn't make it, but the receivers did the right things.
Tell me about Cameron Wake.
I mean, he's been a specimen since we got him in Miami. As soon as he stepped foot on door, we knew he was going to be great. He's a high motor guy, really loves the game, and he's got almost 15 sacks in 1 year with three games left. It's pretty impressive. Three sacks last week, I believe. So we got to be aware of where he's at and have some protection things for him.
I think I saw something that he's the most efficient pass rusher on third down. So when he knows he's coming after the quarterback, that's when he's at his best.
Well, that's his job. And if you asked him that, does he want to stop the runner or rush the quarterback, he's going to say rush the quarterback. So, if he feels it's a passing situation, he's definitely going to come. And, for me, just staying on rhythm, staying on time, and believing my guys up front.
Obviously, you have understanding of a lot of the defensive backs who are there. Does it help that you've been around and been a teammate with a pass rusher? Is there anything you pick up that might help you against a guy like that?
I think, in terms of personnel, I mean, if guys want to come talk to me about them, obviously I've been with most of them for 4 years, so I can give them inklings of, their weakness, their strengths, but it's a different defense than what I'm used to in the past, being there with them, so it's a different scheme. But overall, they're playing well, and they're, I think on third down they're ranked, fifth in the league, so they're doing a really good job of getting off the field.
Since we arrived late, is there extra motivation taking on your old team?
I mean, I talked to Vino. I'm sure there's going to be emotions once I get there, obviously, and, I got to handle those emotions, but at the same time, I'm just going to prepare like it's a regular week, not worry about that, not making it a distraction, and just go out and play my game.
Is there excitement about wanting to prove them wrong?
Not really. I mean, it's kind of, I want to prove where I belong here in Jacksonville, not to anybody in Miami. I had my opportunity there, so it is what it is, and we're here in Jacksonville. I'm happy here, and I want to prove to this organization that I can get it done here.
Chad, you talk about that opportunity. What is your outlook on your career there? How do you view it?
Well, I mean, I think it was definitely a learning experience. I was a young quarterback. I really only had 2 years to be the starter there. I take it as very important. I think I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about this league and the organization there. But I moved on, and I take it as a positive. I never took it as a negative that they didn't, give me the most of my opportunities. I felt they did, and I did the best what I could do down there.